This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It is Pushing the Odds, PTO, SB Nation Radio. Lots of good stuff to get to with our next guest from MMAfighting.com, Mark Raimondi, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Mark, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, Matt. What's up, man?
Good to hear from you. Thanks for coming on. So I always love talking about Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier because it's such a unique thing. It's not a rivalry. It goes way beyond that. It's like a true psycho hatred of each other. And even though they try to make nice, they tend to go after it. But let's get into this latest report. In it, Daniel Cormier is going to fight Stipe Miocic coming up here in Vegas on July the 7th at UFC 226, which is going to be an unbelievable heavyweight fight. But DC yesterday on the debut of Errol Hawani's new show on ESPN Plus said that, well, guess what? I want to fight two more times, and I want Jon Jones, and I want to fight against Brock Lesnar. One, that's three fights before he's done. All three are big money fights. Do you think Cormier gets the chance to do all three?
Yeah, I mean, I probably not. And the reason why I say that is because Daniel Cormier has said he wants to retire early next year. I think he said around March of next year, and I don't see how he can shoehorn both of those fights after the Miocic fight into that time frame because of USADA mostly. I don't know when Jon Jones is going to be back in the octagon. No one knows that yet. He doesn't have a suspension set. It could be 18 months, in which case that rematch between him and Cormier could happen. It could be 2 years, in which case it wouldn't happen. It could be 4 years, in which case it definitely would never happen. So we don't know enough about the Jon Jones situation. And then Brock Lesnar has kind of a similar situation where he still needs to serve out 6 months of his suspension that was frozen when he retired from the UFC. Of course, he was suspended after UFC 200, that Mark Hunt fight tested positive for clomiphene. So he has not entered back into the drug testing pool yet for USADA. And until he does so, he can't serve out the rest of the 6 months of that suspension. So we're in June now, Matt. So we're talking about Brock Lesnar couldn't fight again until probably January at this point. How is DC going to fight both those guys? I don't see it being possible.
Let's just say, hypothetically, from a calendar standpoint, it could happen. I'm of the opinion that Jon Jones will be the last fight that Daniel Cormier ever has in the octagon. He would fight Stipe, and then he'd fight Brock, and then he'd fight Jon Jones. Ultimately, would that be the ideal ending for him if it happened? I know USADA and calendars come into play here, but if they could make it work, would that be the order that everybody would prefer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course everyone wants to see those fights. There's no doubt about it, but there are certainly things standing in his way. He's got to beat Stipe Miocic, and that is certainly no easy task. I mean, this guy is the baddest man on the planet. He's arguably the best UFC heavyweight champion of all time. I mean, if you just look at it statistically, so that's not going to be easy for him to do. And he's got to complete that first step before he can move on to the next ones, which are also very difficult. And the other thing that would be standing in the way, if we're completely ignoring USADA, is the fight that Jones and Lesnar want, and the fight that the UFC wants is Jones versus Lesnar. That's the fight. That's really the big money fight that they are most interested in. I don't know if DC is the kind of fight that will get Lesnar up and wanting to fight again. I think he wants as great as DC is, and he's great, he doesn't have the name value of a Jon Jones. And there's already been a lot of talk about that Jones-Lesnar matchup. So I think the Jones fight is really going to be what Brock Lesnar wants. You know what? And I'll say this too, Matt. If Jon Jones was available, if he was not suspended right now, I think we would have already heard about Brock Lesnar coming back to fight him. But because he's not, that's why Lesnar is still kind of playing games between WWE and the UFC.
I know all pub is good pub, in particular in the fight game, but when it gets as personal as it got on Twitter over the last couple of days between DC and Jon Jones, is that good for the company?
I mean, it's not. I don't think it's bad for the company. Look, I mean, no one threw a dolly through a bus window in that Twitter exchange. So that's So that's a positive thing.
True.
Look, I mean, it's that kind of crass language, and you could say some of it might have crossed the line. It really wasn't all that bad. I think we've all heard much, much worse in fight promotion, whether that be boxing or MMA. I don't think that was that big of a deal. I mean, and the biggest thing too that we all have to remember is that when it comes to those two guys, this is real. I mean, as you said at the top, I mean, this is a real rivalry. This is not just two people promoting a fight. Who knows if these guys will ever fight again? They've already fought twice before, and that blood feud still continues. It's real. If those two guys saw each other, you know, next weekend in Las Vegas, they may get into a fight in the casino. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, they've already fought at press conferences.
Yep.
So it's a legitimate thing. It's real. And when you don't like someone to that level, you're going to say some pretty messed up things.
Yeah, and they're going after personal lives and steroid cheats and whatnot. And John Jones doesn't have a platform. And that got John Jones all mad. That, what do you mean I don't have a platform and whatnot? And so I know we have a huge fight coming up here for International Fight Week, but it does seem like the UFC has a bunch of really big-ticket items coming down the pike, potentially. USADA aside, it seems like with potentially Conor McGregor getting back into it at some point in the near future, Khabib fighting at some point in the near future, Ferguson fighting in the near future, the UFC's got to feel pretty good about where it is right now here halfway through 2018, don't they?
I think they have the possibility of a pretty nice back end of the year. The front end of the year has not been that great. It has not been. It's been a tough 6 months on pay per view for the UFC. I think that next week's show, UFC 226 in Vegas with Miocic and Cormier, will do a good number. I don't think it'll do an amazing number. I think it'll do a good number. It'll probably be the best number of the year so far. I think it would have to be. I can't imagine it not being. Hmm. And then I do think we'll see McGregor back in the octagon. It's not going to be easy to get him back in there from a financial standpoint, but I think they're trying to get him back for they have shows in Vegas later this year, whether it be the year end show, the traditional annual year end show in Vegas, or they're going to do a pay per view in Vegas either September or October. I know they're trying to get McGregor for one of those dates. Again, not going to be easy. He's going to also, he's got to be back in court next month in Brooklyn for his aforementioned bus attack charges. And then there's still a lot of question marks about the rest. I mean, McGregor being back would be nice. They could also do that fight at MSG. They're going to be at MSG in November. That's also a possibility. So one of those cards will probably have Conor McGregor, which will be a huge boon. The rest, we don't know. Can Jones come back? I don't know. Will Lesnar be back again? He can't be back until at least late December. Maybe that year-end card, maybe. But other than McGregor, I don't see any other huge pay-per-views on the horizon. Could Nate Diaz be back in the cage? Possibly. There's a lot of question marks. If everything breaks right, they could have a really, really good latter half of the year. But again, there's a lot of question marks. And even McGregor's a question mark. He might be the surest thing at this point, but you never know. Are they going to be able to give him enough money to get him back in there after he made $100 million last year against Floyd?
Yeah, that's a great point. Nate Diaz needs to stop getting involved in brawls at jiu-jitsu events, unfortunately, if he wants to get back into the octagon. But is Khabib the most likely of opponents if McGregor is in there, or could you see him potentially going the Diaz route?
I think both things are a possibility. If you listen to Khabib Nurmagomedov, he almost wants to fight with George St. Pierre. He said that a few times over the last few months. He's angling for that fight now. Whether that's a negotiating ploy or not, I don't know. I'm sure he would certainly take that fight and he would like it. Is it possible he fights George St. Pierre and McGregor fights Nate Diaz? Anything is possible. I know Nate Diaz wants to come back. I know that he's been trying to get a fight, but it's got to make sense for him. He's not going to just come back and fight anyone, of course. I mean, from a financial business perspective, he's not going to just take a random contender fight when there are these big fights there for him. And then GSP, still dealing with that injury, with that illness after last year's fight against Michael Bisping. I don't know what the future holds for him, but from everything that has been said publicly, it doesn't seem like he'll be back before the end of the year. But again, you never know.
Mark, you got about a minute left. Give me your thoughts on Stipe versus DC coming up here. Heavyweight fight. This is a very interesting matchup. Stipe is a guy who is very difficult to beat, has lost in forever, in DC trying to be a two-weight champion. What do you make of the fight coming up on July the 7th?
Well, the most important thing to know, Matt, is very few times in combat sports do we get a chance to see the two best fighters in the world fight each other. And you can make the argument that DC and Stipe Miocic are the two best fighters in the world. I mean, aside from the pound-for-pound rankings, Demetrius Johnson, we have the light heavyweight champion, we have the heavyweight champion, and they're going to fight in a super fight. I think that sells itself. I really think that these two guys are tremendous, and they're going to be probably all-time great Hall of Fame type people down the road, and we get a chance to see that fight, and that's tremendous. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that in fighting.
Yeah, I cannot wait. It should be a ton of fun. Mark, thanks for the time today. Really appreciate it. Enjoy UFC 226.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Mark Romandi, MMA Fighting, Rocket Mortgage, by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.